The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, bringing you an eco postcard. Each week, I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful Earth, which might be troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere, or uplifting stories of restoration. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. So, upcoming events. An exciting new initiative is being taken with Nelson's Green Drinks Evening starting. It's going to be, every third Thursday of each month, coordinated by Lucy Byrne of Blue Moth Consulting, and it is on every third Thursday. It's 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Two Thumbs Brewery. Green Drinks is an international idea that's caught on around Aotearoa in recent years, and it's being done in partnership with Mission Zero, which is the former Businesses for Climate Action, and the Sustainable Business Network. It's casual, welcoming to all people interested in working on the environment and sustainability, and hopefully will help bring people together on these issues and help people bring sustainability into their own workplace. Now, one more event that's occurring. It's a repeat of an event during the Climate Action Festival a few weeks ago. And this one is occurring on the 25th of June and Sunday the 30th of June at the Gecko Theatre in Motueka, which had a sold-out performance of this film, Common Ground. And it's being shown again on those dates, June 25th, Sunday, June 30th, as part of the new Motueka Community Film Circle, which is itself a really interesting endeavor. Another upcoming event that I'd encourage you to consider is a webinar on in the evening of July the 10th, 7:30 to 9, with New Zealander of the Year, Jim Salinger, who will talk about what the world looks like through a climate scientist's eyes. And it will include an update on important findings of recent years in climate science and what this means to us. I'm looking forward to that. If you would like to come to that, go to the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum website and register for that webinar to get the link. Okay, here is a good news item concerning cement, which is generally a bad news item. Cement manufacture is one of the very big industrial contributors to climate change. And we, of course, in our region have a cement manufacturer, Golden Bay Cement. And the very interesting news is that it has already reduced its coal use by 50%, replacing it with other materials such as construction waste. And it's aiming to eliminate coal use by 2030. Which is terrific. Now, I should add that coal use is not the only source of carbon dioxide emissions in cement manufacture. Part of it is also actually burning the lime. But good on you, Golden Bay Cement, for getting this far, for aiming to get much further. And may you go onward. We certainly need to vastly reduce our construction and infrastructure emissions. And, of course, cement is a hugely important part of that. Right. What else do we have for you here? I want to say a few words about about a matter that I have raised before, and it's to use its long and completely awkward name, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS or PFAS, but it's much easier to remember this problem by its common name, often called forever chemicals. And why is it called for? Why are they called forever chemicals? Because they don't break down. They're novel substances to nature. Nature does not know how to decompose them, and so they hang around forever. And they've been linked to health problems, including high cholesterol, fertility problems, immune system disorders, and some cancers. They've been used in consumer products since the 1950s. And why do we put them in our consumer products? Because they repel water. They make things waterproof. They also repel oil. And fire retardants. So without thinking through the whole system, people have found them extremely useful. For example, you may well be able to find them coating some of your kitchen cookware. You may have them in your house, in your carpets, on your furniture. And the subject of my little thing today is that you are likely to, or you may possibly have them on your outdoor clothing, such as fleeces, waterproof jackets, walking boots, and backpacks. They are all over the place in nature. I mean, they get into our environment through manufacturing sites, but they also get into our environment if we're wearing them. And every time we wear them, we shed them into the environment, into the wild places of the world where they're found. And of course, that means they're found in the wild creatures of the world, because we shed them all the time. And they presumably, whatever health impacts they have on humans, they are very likely to have the same impacts on our fellow species of the earth. So there are, in fact, alternatives, and a number of outdoor clothing companies have begun substituting alternatives, and some others, such as Patagonia, are mostly forever chemical free. And other outdoor clothing firms are aiming to end their forever chemical use next year. So what should you do about this when you need tramping boots or a fleece jacket or other outdoor gear? What you should do is ask when you go to purchase things if it has forever chemicals in its manufacture, or if you want to use the more technical term, PFAS or PFAS, ask about it. I don't know what the range of New Zealand outdoor clothing manufacturers do here, but they may not do anything until they start hearing from consumers such as you. So you can help do something about this. Oh, dear, my friend listeners, I have run out of time, and I will end for today. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.